Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into our SB Nation NFL live draft show. Pete Sweeney here. I'm the editor-in-chief over at Arrowhead Pride, also a member of the SB Nation NFL show. And with that, we'd like to welcome in Ben Natan of the Bleeding Green Nation. Ben, what's going on? What have you thought of the draft so far? Blanket statement. Tell us what you've been thinking.
It's been predictable.
Boring.
I wouldn't say boring. You know, I'm excited to be here, you know, but I'm excited that the draft is happening. But I think the first couple of picks were certainly predictable. I think
we've made it to number 10 and Dallas Cowboys are on the clock. We've made it. I don't know how it worked out this way, but it's the NFC East point of the NFL draft. As Dallas will select number 10, you have the New York Giants at number 11, and your Philadelphia Eagles will select 12th. As you're watching, you know, for the NFC East, what would be the most ideal way for this to play out for your Philadelphia Eagles?
Oh, it looks like the Eagles just traded up to the 10th pick in the draft.
That's you know, we knew that was going to happen. And so that's why we decided to bring you up here. Which direction do you think they're going?
My gosh.
Some natural reaction from you, Ben.
Yeah. Wow. I was like, I'm going to be really cool today on the stream. I'm not going to freak out about anything, but,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I'm cool. I don't care.
Relax your muscles a little bit.
Yeah. It's all cool. I think that the logical thing for them to do is probably get Devontae Smith here. Obviously they could make a pick out of left field and go with Justin Fields and get that new quarterback in there with the new head coach. But if they have any faith in Jalen Hurts, you know, you make that Devontae Smith pick and you don't look back. It doesn't really matter that he's, you know, underweight. He balled out for 2 years in the hardest conference in college football. He's the Heisman winner. He's a touchdown machine. He won above the rim. He won in the intermediate game. He won as a deep threat. He was really doing it all. And the Eagles are in desperate need of a wide receiver. Not just a wide receiver, but somebody who can come in tomorrow and catch 80 passes. Somebody who can be their guy immediately. He's going to be able to build, you know, an offense that's going to move the ball and move the ball well. Oh God, the pick's in. So you know, there's a lot of optimism. You know, when the hiring of Sirianni initially happened, I was kind of like, okay, whatever. Cause I think I had such a bad taste in my mouth from how the Doug Peterson situation all went down with Howie Roseman. But, you know, a couple, press conferences into the situation, with Sirianni and it's hard not to be enthusiastic about a guy who's like so enthusiastic himself about football, about the team and about just being in Philadelphia. I'm excited cause he just seems like an easy guy to root for. And like, that's, you know, a very, simple thing right off the bat.
All right, Ben. So the pick is in here, and the Eagles go and do indeed get Smith out of Alabama. So rapid reaction here. I know you just kind of talked about it, but how do you feel now that it is official?
Man, this is what I wanted to happen.
You're giddy right now.
Yeah, no, I really am. I'm gonna buy a jersey as soon as the stream's over. The thing with Devontae Smith too, I'm staying cool. See this? When you're able to outproduce Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs in 1 year with one quarterback and follow that up the next year as the leading receiver with a completely different quarterback in all of this, you know, weird COVID affected college football season, college football off season, and put up the numbers, put up the tape that he did is really, really unbelievable. And the thing that struck me before you even got to like the nitty gritty of what he's able to do and what he's not able to do is that despite playing with so many other first round picks, I mean, Jalen Waddle went ahead of him, Jerry Jeudy, Henry Ruggs went in the first round last year. He outproduced all of those guys. He was the guy at Alabama for the last 2 years. He was their big play threat over the last 2 years.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.